Radio 1. Vorspiel. Auf den letzten Drücker.
Jetzt ist also eine Frau zu Gast, von der man eigentlich nur ein paar Töne hören muss. Und schon ist man so ganz in ihrer Welt aus seelenvollem Blues zu Hause, der so einen leichten Kick in den Jazz hinein hat. Die Rede ist von Erin Costello. Heute Abend spielt sie im Monarch. Und jetzt ist sie hier. Welcome.
Thank you.
You just Sie ist gerade hier eingetrudelt. Sie ist noch ganz... Before we listen to maybe one song and you will play one live, you have to tell us, it all started when you were only 4 years old with your grandmother?
That's right. My grandmother convinced my parents to give me piano lessons. And so she paid for the piano lessons. And I think we acquired the piano from her somehow. And she would take me to see classical music concerts and to the symphony. And she was a very eccentric, amazing lady. And I kind of owe it all to her. And of course, my parents for paying for the lessons.
Also so eine Großmutter wünscht man sich natürlich. Sie hat sie infiziert mit dem Virus Musik, hat sie in klassische Konzerte mitgenommen, hat ihr Piano-Stunden gegeben, irgendwo ein Klavier aufgetrieben. In an interview, I think I heard that you had an upright piano in the basement of your parents' house.
That's right.
Ja, okay. Und also es gab einen Flügel im Keller, den haben dann die Eltern sozusagen nach oben geschleppt und sie haben dann ein Übriges getan. Your parents were musicians too.
That's right. My dad was a guitar player and they would have parties once a month where all their friends would come over and he would play, you know, songs by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and everyone would sing along. And when I was 10 years old, they started waking me up and making me play piano along with their band.
Really?
Late at night, so I would get woken up.
That is kind of hippie spirit, yeah?
Much, yes.
Okay, yeah. Also es war immer Musik um sie herum. In Nova Scotia, that's where you're home, in Halifax. Also immer Musik da und die Eltern haben die Freunde eingeladen, man hat Musik zusammen gemacht und man hat sie nachts sogar aufgeweckt, um mitzumachen. Also das ist, there was music everywhere.
Everywhere. Yes, my mother has 10 brothers and sisters, a very large family, and they're all musical, and they all sang in kind of a family choir when they were kids, so we had music all the time.
Also ein Großfamilien, 10 Geschwister und also die Mutter und Beatles und die Musik der 60er Jahre spielte eine große Rolle, Singer-Songwriter-Stuff, sowas alles und das hat sie natürlich infiziert und bis in ihr Erwachsenenalter hinübergetragen. So we have to listen what is left over.
Yeah.
So what you give you, this is really, really beautiful. There is this album Down Below the Status Quo and we listen to a track, Erin Costello and Worry Don't Weigh Me Down. Worry Don't Weigh Me Down, Erin Costello von dem Album Down Below the Status Quo. Heute Abend spielt sie im Monarch in Kreuzberg und jetzt ist sie schon hier. So we were talking about the first part of your you becoming a musician.
Sure.
And then you went to high school and you studied, actually wanted to become a classical composer, right?
I did. I studied, first I did an undergraduate degree, what do you call it, a Bachelor of Music degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did graduate studies in composition and electronic music and symphonic writing and a bunch of different things. And then I moved back to Canada from Texas, where I lived, and I couldn't find anyone to play my music, so I just started writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew from there. So I became a songwriter who also arranges for symphony, I guess.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Also sie hat aus der Not eine Tugend gemacht. Sie hat einen Bachelor gemacht, dann hat sie noch weiter so Komposition und Arrangement studiert und so, ist von Texas wieder zurück nach Kanada und dann hat sie jemanden gesucht, der ihre Musik spielt, hat aber keinen gefunden, also musste sie anfangen, sich ihre eigenen Songs zu schreiben. So, good that you didn't found somebody.
Yeah, it's true. Life is strange.
Life is strange. And
yes.
Then you found yourself on stage with Mavis Staples, Dr. John. Also dann stand sie plötzlich auf der Bühne mit Mavis Staples. Und
incredible. One of the most amazing experiences of my life. She was incredible. Absolutely inspiring.
So the album Down Below the Status Quo is a very personal album with very personal stories. You could even read the tracks as one story.
Sure.
Move, Worry, Don't Weigh Me Down, Low, Fighter, Ups and Downs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about life in general.
Yeah,
the ups and downs of life and persevering and being determined and making it through, you know?
Ja, also im Prinzip, das Album ist ein sehr persönliches und erzählt eigentlich ein Leben. Also mit den ganzen Ups und Downs, die es gibt und den Schlussfolgerungen, die man daraus zieht und ja, was ein Leben ausmacht. Somebody wrote this album... creates this glorious moment when an artist discovers the true soul. Also irgendjemand hat geschrieben, dass dieses Album dokumentiert den Moment, wo ein Künstler seine eigene Wahrheit entdeckt. So is it something like that? That you?
I think so. I think that this album took 2 years to make. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I was going to be 100% truthful the whole time. And so if I felt like it wasn't quite right, then I changed it and did it differently. So I took as long as it needed for it to be exactly what I wanted it to sound like. Mm-hmm. And so I feel really happy. And now I'm, you know, out performing it for people all over the world. Yeah. It's amazing.
You did it all by yourself. You wrote it, you arranged it, you produced it.
Also
es hat 2 Jahre gedauert. Und sie brauchte natürlich, es sollte so wahrhaftig wie möglich sein. Und wenn sie nicht das Gefühl hatte, dass es jetzt so ist, wie es sein sollte, hat sie noch mal von vorne angefangen. Und jetzt ist es da. And it's really truthful and true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Und damit ist sie jetzt unterwegs. So, and you brought your guitar player.
That's right. This is Clive McNutt.
Clive McNutt, welcome. Mm-hmm. And you will, we brought our piano.
Thank you.
You can use it.
Yes, I would love to. Thanks.
Aaron Costello, it's a song from the album?
It is. This is a song called Fighter.
Fighter.
Longer than a rocket in a rocking chair when the rocket is gone. Oh, fighter! Hold your head up high. Oh, fighter!
Das komplette Interview mit Musik hören Sie auf radio1.de.
Wow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Aaron Costello, Down Below and the Status Quo heißt das Album. Heute Abend ist sie im Monarch. What I find really interesting is that more and more young people discover jazz. You have this jazzy elements there.
Sure,
and this is really interesting because 10 years ago, nobody would have thought about jazz. Jazz is old-fashioned.
I think it's possible that people are really liking the connection with other people.
Yeah.
And jazz and soul music has a physical connection to an artist in their space with you. Mm. So there's something that feels alive and real about it.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Ja, also es ist tatsächlich so, dass immer mehr junge Leute auch, also nicht nur die alte Soul-Musik, sondern auch Jazz wieder entdecken und sagt, ja, das ist einfach die Verbindung, die diese Musik auch schafft zwischen Leuten. Also da ist sofort was da und das hat man sofort auch in diesem, in those few minutes, hat man das erlebt, diese Connection, also
Thank
diese
you.
Verbindung. Also heute Abend, just you two or?
Just us tonight.
I mean, it's the whole orchestra, actually. Also die beiden heute Abend, Aaron Costello im Monarch. Thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Have a great time in Berlin and
Thank you.
Come back.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.